The economics of today's production agriculture, as we've addressed many times now, pretty tight for many of new producers out there. And managing the costs of production is part of finding one's way through these economic tough times. Joining us now is an agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension, Michael Taylor, and she's been on the road extensively along with colleagues from K-State the last few months, visiting with producers about finding their way through these economic thin times. And in fact, costs of production and keeping those at a minimum seems to be one of the tickets out of this, Michael.
Yes. So in the process of going around the state over the last few months and talking to producers, tossing around different ideas for how we're going to deal with the downturn in commodity prices, the reality is these aren't prices we haven't seen before, but it's our cost of production that has gone up tremendously over the last 10 years and has caused us to now be in a profitability crisis. So commodity prices come down. If we can get back to profitable again, but it means figuring out ways to keep our cost of production low. And so that's where we're taking a long look, is because we have some control over our cost of production. We have little to no control over the prices that we receive for commodities. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we want to focus the majority of our management efforts is at figuring out ways to keep our cost of production as low as possible without adversely affecting yields.
That's the 30,000-foot view now. We bring you by today to nail down a specific under the banner of cost of production management. And you've been talking with producers about their herbicide programs and understanding the costs involved there. Explain if you would.
Sure. So I have to put out a disclaimer first, which is that I'm a PhD economist, not an agronomist, right? I've never taken an agronomy class. And as I like to assure people, I've never even dated an agronomist. you have to recognize that I'm looking at this from the side of costs and trying to figure out what it all means. But what I've seen in the Kansas Farm Management Association data, when we look at the corn enterprise, the soybean enterprise, and the wheat enterprise, data, what you're looking at is the cost of production that are specific to growing those crops. And you can split the farms up into thirds in terms of the highest profitability versus the lowest profitability. And one of the things I've noticed with those data is that among the lowest third of the profitability group, that they tend to have pretty high chemical costs. They also tend to have a higher usage of custom spraying being done on their farms. So we've started to get into a conversation with producers saying, you know, okay, low profitability, it seems to be a result of really high chemical application costs and even also seems to be correlated with having custom spraying being done. So what's going on here? And that's when we get into this discussion about timing.
And timing meaning if you are relying on a custom application routinely to address weed problems in a timely manner, in fact, you may not be achieving weed control to an economically beneficial point, right?
Right. So if you're hiring a custom sprayer to come in, you're on a list with several other people. And if you're not one of the first ones that they come and take care of your fields, you're going to be waiting for a couple of days. And as we all know, weather events can delay your ability to get into the field and get a good timely application on. And so if you're not doing your own spraying and you're waiting for somebody else, you know, and they're doing other people, you can be pushed back a couple of days. Well, that may or may not be too big of a deal, depending, again, on weather conditions. But when you listen to some of the agronomists and the weed specialists here at K-State, especially, you know, when I listen to Kurt Thompson and I hear him tell me, look, if you're going to be effective with your chemical spraying, you need to get in there when those weeds are less than 6 inches tall. You spray them, then you can kill them. If you wait until they're taller than that and you go in and spray them, you're more likely to just knock them down and not actually kill them. And that means then if you want to keep your yields up, you're going to have to come in and spray again. Mm-hmm. And that's going to mean another pass. So, you know, you're paying for your custom rates again. And potentially you're having to upgrade your chemical because you need to put on something then that will get that weed. And so that's where I see this decision of hiring custom spraying can get you into trouble if the timing situation is such that you're not able to get in there when you need to.
And of course, the weather patterns will dictate that. But as we know in Kansas, last year a prime example. The variations in weather can lead to those timing hangups.
Sure. So I think that as we go across years, there's going to be some years where that timing issue is more important than others. Mm-hmm. If you're a wet year and it's prime growing for weeds, you know, that could be where timing really matters. You could have other years where whether maybe it's the seed bank of weeds that you've got or the weather conditions that allow you a couple extra days. But I mean, we've even talked to people who are, they work jobs in town. They may have their own sprayer, but they can't spray between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, right? Mm-hmm. So you add that to the complexity. I guess what I'm learning and what I'm seeing in the data and from conversations is the decision of whether or not you own your own sprayer is not solely based on spreading the cost of that sprayer over your total acreage. It's also recognizing that you may be costing yourself more money than you realize because of timing issues if you're relying on a custom sprayer. Mm-hmm. That's the part that's perhaps a little bit harder to put numbers to and say, well, how much more, is it costing me if I'm not getting my spraying done promptly? That's still a question for us to analyze with data and to be talking with the agronomists and getting their opinions on things. But I think it's a question worth investigating.
Now, of course, in the economic climate that be, when you start talking about investing in more equipment and particularly a high-end, potentially highly technological piece of equipment like a sprayer, that may seem to run counter to one's intuition. But you think this is worth an examination?
Well, again, let's go back to the very beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. We need to keep costs as low as possible, but you don't do that to the detriment of your yields because then you're also affecting your total revenue. And the bottom line for running these businesses and staying in business is profitability, right? So it's not just looking at yields and it's not just looking at costs. It's looking at the interaction between the two of them. So I think that, everything needs to be up for grabs when it comes to figuring out how we can be profitable in the current climate. We need to be better farm managers. We need to be looking at a really good record keeping, good information so that we're making the best decisions possible. This is just one example of a managing a cost of production that I think has more layers of complexity to the decision than just, can I afford a sprayer? Mm-hmm. There's several aspects of it that you've got to consider in terms of whether or not you can afford not to. And anytime we talk about, managing cost of production or trying to talk about different farm management strategies with producers, it totally depends on your situation. I mean, there's some general recommendations that we're going to make to people, but there's also a lot of decisions that have to be made considering your specific circumstances and your specific cost structure.
So you're, as you discuss this with producers, urging them to maybe step back to examine this question and see where they stand in regard to the true costs of their, in this case, herbicide programs.
Right. The other thing that kind of piqued my interest was when we were at the Farm Bill hearing last week, mm-hmm. and a comment was made about the possibility that there would be more restrictions possibly on who can spray, which might push more of your smaller producers into having to use custom sprayers. Mm-hmm. Again, making those waiting lists perhaps a little bit longer. I'm not going to speculate on the likelihood of whether or not regulations are going to be put in place in this next farm bill, but just recognizing that those kinds of things can change, and that adds another factor to what you can afford to do and how it affects your timing. So I think these decisions are all, like I said, they're all up for grabs. They're all things that need to be considered because, as we have told producers all winter, there is not one farm management decision that you're going to make that's going to get you through lean times. You really have to be willing to look at all of them and implement several small things, and that's what can move the needle, and that's what can get you a little further down the road. There is no one silver bullet strategy that's going to make it all better.
But cost management in a broad context can be the difference maker. And there are lots of tools available on various aspects of farm management that can be found at the agmanager.info website for this very purpose, right?
Yes. And again, I encourage people to take advantage of the Kansas Farm Management Association. Mm-hmm. If you're not a member, consider becoming one because then you have the opportunity to benchmark your costs against those of the other producers that are in the association. And that can really quickly reveal to you where your strongest cost management strategies are, maybe where your weakest ones are.
Yeah.
And those are the data that we really look at to try to understand, what people are doing and where their strengths and weaknesses are.
and learn more about that at agmanager.info as well. An interesting perspective that's worth consideration upon our crop producers out there, Michael. Thank you for coming over.
Yes, thank you for giving me the opportunity to visit.
And once more, some thoughts there on analyzing the costs of your herbicide programs in your crop management more closely with the economic conditions that be. That's Michael Taylor, an agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension. She's been talking up this point on the Extension meeting circuit all through the winter and into the spring.